quite a subtle service.
So
what do you like about working in the workshop? What is it?
I think it's the fact that you've got everyone around you, and you can always get a cup of tea if you need a break, and you can go into the garden if you need to get out of the studio space. So it's just nice to have a variety of spaces and be able to interact with everyone who comes in.
Is there a time when it gets too busy?
There can be. sometimes if we have people come in from, like, say, BT or something as well, and they're doing things around the building, then it can be quite overwhelming because it's a very open space. But at the same time, when other people are here who are artists, you find that you can sense how each other's feeling and that you need to just maybe work and be quiet or have a natter or have lunch together, etc. So, yeah.
So there's a kind of rhythm.
Yes.
You get pick up a vibe that you pick up from each other.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Mm. Just describe your work state. Well, I don't know what the right word is.
I don't know. We say space, but space. Yeah. It's quite plain, actually, because I'm doing most of my work is doing accounts on the computer. So I do that. But I've also got my monitor that I tried to use for an exhibition. However, I couldn't get it to work, so I ended up using a laptop instead. But I'm hoping to get it to work. and I've got some branches that just add a bit of texture. I've got some camera equipment up there that I want to start processing my own film. So that's why they're there. But other than that, I've got lists of things that I want to do for exhibitions and how I want to arrange an exhibition that I might do. So, yeah.
I think you get the prize for the tidiest space.
Thank you, maybe. Don't know if that's a good thing, though, for an artist, but, yeah. And so, yeah, that's my space, really. I have one painting in my space, and that's of just the Floral Fiesta one. So it's a gold background with flowers from my garden. So, yeah. Other than that, I have three huge paintings behind me just there that I'm hoping to exhibit as well.
Hello, this is Rob Watson for Spotlight on Arts on Source Sound, and today I've come up to Loughborough and I'm going to have a chat with Paul Dexter. So we're here at Studio at 17 and we're going to be discussing the Remembering 30 Years exhibition. Paul, how are you?
Okay, thank you.
And do you want to tell us a little bit about the studio and what the exhibition is?
Yeah, the studio was initially formed in 1996 by a group that were based at the Albert Street Artist Day Centre. The head was Jean Marriott. There was Lydia Billington, Barry Hitchcock, Joyce Miller and Lou. And from their beginnings at the Day Centre, they soon moved here to the premises on Southfield Road in Loughborough. And it really just grew from there. There was, in those days, not just art and artists using the building, but it became like a social hub as well for people. And I myself joined in 2000 and found a very comprehensive studio. I'd never really been in a working studio before, and though I'd studied art and gone to college for art, it was a first for me. And the premises then, as they are now, featured drawing, painting facilities, ceramics, printmaking, and then they used to make a lot of handmade paper as well on site. And there would be classes for people to learn that skill.
So how did you... let's start off by describing a bit about the space. What's the building like? Whoops. The table makes a noise. Just tell us a bit about what the building's like and just to paint a picture.
It's quite unique, really. I'm told initially it was a wood merchant's. We occupy about 45-50% of the building. It's owned by solicitor David Rogers from Hawley & Rogers in Loughborough.
What kind of things are people using the space for?
Drawing and painting mainly. People came here artists and people that had dabbled in art at school and whatnot, and would come and
So what can you remember about being first involved?
First involved, as I said, initially it was a studio. I had my own space in the studio. I'd not just dabbled with art, but I'd been interested in art and produced a lot over an 8-9 year spell. Had dried up and then came here and returned and began, in a way, returned to art, but I began my journey as an artist. I had my first solo show here 18 months after joining, which was successful, which I thoroughly enjoyed, which the group helped me with. Back then it was Albert Street Artists, and we were our band of artists, you know. It was the first time also that I come across acrylic painting. At school and at college, it had always been poster paints or sometimes gouache, but oils and acrylics here were a challenge and a pleasure, really, scaling up and that, and working quick, working slower, quick drying times, getting more done in a day, in a week, things like that.
And do you find having somewhere where there's other artists working, does that help you?
To a degree, yeah, to a degree.
Are you the kind of artist who works alone, or you like the solitude?
I was used to working alone, really, you know. Whether it be painting at home after work, or doing graffiti, which I was doing for 3 or 4 years in Leicester prior to moving to Loughborough and joining this group.
What are the challenges of keeping everybody happy when they're here?
Keeping people happy when they're here. We all bounce off each other. We all, if asked, we'll give advice to a person's work, or, you know, switch. Can I use that brush, or I could do some of that paint, can I have some of that paint? Surfaces as well. We don't supply and provide surfaces for artists for painting. We do and always have done, produce our own materials, canvases, canvas board and things, ply panels to paint on.
And tell us a bit then about the exhibition, the 30 years exhibition.
This show is special. In a way, it's a long time in coming. It showcases the history of the group as best we can. We've got limited space in the Tangent Gallery here. It's about 14 foot by about 16 foot. There's 30 plus pieces showcased. A fair portion are from members who have now deceased, sadly. Gene Marriott, who, as I said earlier, initiated and developed and founded the group. She died 18 months ago now, and her work's on show, as is Lydia Billington's and the piece from Joyce Miller, all three of who were founding members. But the others are a selection. We've got a lot of work here that was like never claimed or left. We were going through the drawers, and there's so much to choose from. And like I said, we've only got so much space. But I curated the show, and I tried to represent as many people as I could with diverse works and whatnot. And in the show, you'll see little areas where similar things are grouped together, as you would with any show, any art show. And current members, myself, as you know, I date back to 2000 with a 6-year break, 03 to 2010. Stephen Fox, there is another member who started here in 2009, remained a member 15, 16 years. And It was good. I mean, I've showcased some of my own material from the onset when I joined, and looking at them, I realised I can never be able to paint like that again, because how I was in my headspace or as an artist, I was quicker. I was much freer and quicker back then. And prior to that, 90s, I was needlepoint kind of detail and everything. You know, somebody said, oh, can you do me a painting? I said, well, it won't be ready for a few weeks because I'd spent so long doing it.
Well, a few weeks is quite quick sometimes for painting.
Can be, yeah, can be for some artists.
So looking back at it now, when you were getting things together for the exhibition, what kind of feelings did it bring up?
There's an artist, again, I forgot to mention, I'm sorry, Mark Stevenson, who was a member in the years when I had left. He sadly died in 2009-2010, but he left quite a significant body of work behind. And it's like, I've never seen anything like his work before or nothing since. Very flat, very simple, muted colours, strong form, symbolism, expression in each work. And that kind of grabbed me. His work kind of grabbed me when I was looking at that. I found things of genes that I'd never seen before, you know. We all change, we all evolve. And, handling some of the works was quite special, especially when the people that, you know, now died.
And preserving them, I suppose, is the next.
Yeah. I mean, in some cases, regards Jean, her family have come forward and said they want all of her work that we have. Sadly, with Mark, he died 2010, and the family were contacted and didn't bother, which is very sad.
It's having a way to preserve that kind of work that would often, we don't want it to fall by the wayside. So
no, we store a lot here.
Yeah.
There's a lot stored here.
Yeah. But it's not a facility for storing things. It's an active artist workshop.
It is, but we've got a couple of spaces, the attic and the little bits between the studio and the landlord's files. It's got tens of thousands of files there, piled up in the building. When I first joined, right, and this had always been the case, you were down the pub twice a day. It was only open 3 days a week, but you'd get in at 10:30, quarter to 11, and by about 12:15 you're in the pub for an hour. Then you come back, sit round, natter, do a bit, and at 4 o'clock we're back in the pub. You know, typical artists, kind of bohemian lives, painting and drinking and smoking and just
chatting.
Somewhere into the poetry and the books and stuff.
And it's the wraparound, isn't it? It's all of that comes together.
But now it has changed. I mean, I still drink the same amount. but mostly here, it's a dry place and that. And not many of the members drink or even smoke these days.
My name is Purnima Chavda. I've been in Love Prof for the last good 52 years. And I did my solo exhibition here in September. That was one of my bucket list. So I did that and I was quite happy. I had a good turnout. I had a lot of help from the group. Everybody kind of helped me. And it was good.
So do you want to describe your work and how you go about producing stuff?
I do printing, recycle work. That's my main interest, but then I got my hands on printing because I was nominated to go and have a printing session done, so I got into it, so I do some different types of printing. I still have one printing to learn, so that's going to happen after the exhibition. Recycle anything, cardboard, any waste things, make things from the waste, make it to best. I do workshops. I've been teaching at Leicester College for some years, special needs adults, plus the other groups. So
when you did your exhibition, how did that feel?
Yeah, it was great. We didn't put it up. I had my first one when I was 50. That was at the museum, Loughborough Museum. Kevin Ryan helped me. I was, you know, working with there as a volunteer. So that was great. Sometimes you don't think where you're going to end up, but you do, somewhere bigger. I was a volunteer for some time, and then I had an opportunity, so...
And what was the reaction like to people seeing your work?
Oh, yes, it was... In that theme was mainly to do languages, so it was all about different languages. At that time, I was a peer educator for NHS, so I did some themes on well-being, looking after your heart and that kind of stuff. Stop smoking. So I did some things for men, how to stop smoking things, and some for ladies, so it was textile. So I did quite a few different varieties of work. I mean, normally I just work when they have a theme, and then I follow, and then whatever they want, so...
And how do you feel about coming to this workspace?
Yeah, this is some years back, about 18 years, my son had a car accident, so I've just been busy with him. So it's only last couple of years I've tried to come back and do pick up my things. So this is great opportunity here, and I feel, you know, it's a place to come to.
And what's it like working with other artists?
Yes, yeah. You get to learn other things. So that's it's great.
And are they supportive? Or?
Yes, yeah. I mean, with Gemma, I've known Gemma for a long time. And being in Loughborough for a long time and doing workshops here and there, I know people, and they're quite... Everybody's friendly.
And so the exhibition that's on at the moment, with the 30 years, how's that gone down? How have people responded to it?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea to do this exhibition. I did want it to come, you know, when I was teaching there, but at that time there was no place or whatever, you know, it wasn't the right time for me. But I used to come and, you know, look around. You know, when you're interested in art, anything is art. You just see things and, you know, you're just lost in your own world.
So your work is kind of like a way inside your mind, your head.
Yeah.
What goes on in there?
Yeah. So I just, and, you know, I'm really thankful, you know, that like summer, look at the summer. You know, you feel right inside, you know, happiness. But you have to be happy all the time. So if you're doing painting and this, it makes you happy. It's not about selling the work or, you know, getting a lot of money for it. It's just enjoying the moments, like you do when you go out for walks, you see things and you say, you go into it. And there was a time when I wasn't interested in art, and I was taken to a museum. I just used to walk fast, you know, okay. But now I just stand there, look at things, how to present it differently. I think as you grow, you learn how to present things in your own way. That's what I've learned in my 70 years. I just celebrated 70 years in September.
What advice would you give to somebody who wanted to follow in your, not exactly in your footsteps, but, you know, kind of learn or be inspired? Yeah,
just enjoy, you know, just do whatever you think is right at that time, because it changes. You're doing something and then you come across something else and you get into that. Like you do in the prints, there's lots of different varieties of different types of printing. Only few people know about it. I mean, I have been to an art class, uni, half a degree I have. You know, cause with the children, I didn't have time to go to uni. So I do have half a degree in textile and half a degree in art.
And do your, have your children followed in your footsteps? Are they artistic or?
Yeah, in their own way, yeah. I mean, I'm quite surprised. My daughter, she's working in the college and she's a lab technician in the college. So she's good with her engineering side. But that helps as well. And she's good. I mean, I'm watching her. I'm not saying anything, but... And she's in the scouts, so she's gets the money back. So everything goes back. She does things and it's sold, and her artwork is sold. So I'm proud of her.
Is there anything coming up that you are looking forward to?
Yes, I feel honored that I have been asked to do something for the Generator Gallery. So,
what are you doing for that?
I'm doing, like, again, it's to do with recycling. So it's about saris, recycling saris. So I'm making sculpture with saris. It's simple, but the memory. So that is what art is about. It takes you back. And there's another one I've got in my head, which is going to go further, about saris again. So memories about, people have stories behind there. We have our special saris. So that's 2-3 things happening, which I'm quite looking forward to. And I was also honored to be a coordinator for Mela, mini Mela, which we have. That was straight after the lockdown when we came back, which I, again, it was an honor to do that for Kevin, because he is the one who kind of helped me all the way through. So, you know, like, this is memory, what we have here now, today. And we have to keep remembering who has helped us. I mean, this is my view of looking at people and enjoying the moments.
So do you want to tell us who you are and what you're doing here
today? Right, my name's Stephen Fox. I'm an artist at Studio 17, and I've been here 16 years since... I'm trying to work it out. It's my math skills aren't exactly brilliant.
A long time.
A long time ago, yeah.
Yeah. And what have you done in that time? Where's the time gone?
A lot of it's been done watercolours and stuff. I like my watercolours, landscapes, portraits, abstracts, but I do oils as well as acrylics.
So you're self-taught?
Yeah, I did GCSE art at Groby College. Then in the mid-2000s I went for a course at watercolour class in Groby College for a couple of years and did quite a few portraits and landscapes at Groby College. So yeah.
And what kept you going all that time?
Just the love of art, really. I like sketching from pictures and then turning it into main art subjects.
And what about the having the space, being in this place?
It's
add?
Really great. I have been able to show twice a year. I mean, I haven't had a solo show since 2016, So it's been quite a long while ago, really, but I've contributed to group shows and I've had shows at the SOC and Tank Street Gallery in Leicester. There's not anymore. It closed down a few years ago. So I've had work in there, and I've had work in the Hinckley. The Hinckley. Is it the Hinckley Hub?
I can't remember.
I can't remember what either is.
I need to go and visit.
It's,
you've given me an excuse, a reason to go and visit.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. I was one of the first artists there. So, yeah.
And is there something about Loughborough? Because there seems to be a lot of art in Loughborough. Why is there so much art in Loughborough?
I think it's got a lot to do with the university courses, really. A lot of people stay when they've finished their university course and carry on, I think. Because it's quite well known for the university course. But we've also got an art group. I can't remember. My memory's going now. Did Paul talk about the art group that's in Loughborough? What's it called?
The new decor, new painters.
New painters, yeah. New decorators.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had some work in there as well.
And what does it feel like getting your work seen by other people?
Oh, it's great. It gives you a bit of a boost. I'd like it to be able to sell, but you know what selling is like in Leicestershire. It's really awful. It's really bad trying to sell stuff. And I have a website, but it doesn't seem to get recognised that much, so I've got to update it, unfortunately.
It's very competitive, isn't it, for individual artists?
Yes, it is.
Do you get a benefit from being part of Studio 17?
Yeah, hopefully we're going to have a website soon. Gemma's supposed to be sorting it out with her. But I've given them some of my work de-scanned, and I've given them a profile info stuff about me. Do you want to know more about my background and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Tell us, you know, more about what inspires you.
Well, my background is I started in art in the late 2000s when I went to the Ruby Art Group. So the Groovy watercolour class. Then I joined a Groovy oil disabled class after that. And then during that time I joined Albert Street Artists, and then becomes Studio 17. Oh, sorry, I'm freezing up here.
That's all right. You can always take a pause. Do you like coming in? What's your kind of typical day when you come in to do some work? What's that like?
I usually drive from Newbold Verdon, which is about 15 miles away, get here, put my money in the teapot, have a cup of coffee, then get my artwork out and start working with my artwork. And I'm doing brusher at the moment, so it's like collage work with different coloured backgrounds, and that's what I'm doing at the moment.
And what's it like when other artists come in? Do you have a chat? Is it very social, or is it,
yeah,
they leave you alone?
We socialise, we chat together, and we look at each other's work and stuff.
And has that helped you? Does that improve your work or your attitude to your work? Does that?
It helps me motivate myself to get more work done, because I've got a problem because I'm disabled. I've got mental health issues, and I've got physical problems with my leg and my hip, and it gives me a lot of pain, so I struggle motivating myself when I'm in pain, so people helping out, talking, really helps me motivate myself to do some more work and stuff.
And is there anything that you're looking forward to that's coming up over the spring and the summer?
I'm supposed to be doing a solo show in June, but I haven't come up with a title. It's probably going to be some flowers and some landscape work in it that I've already done from last year, and brusho work. So hopefully it's going to be good.
Well, we'll look out for it.
Yeah.
Okay, my name's Vicky. I'm one of the artists at the studio. And I come in about 4 times a week and enjoy the sociability and just making art when I can, as well as I do the accounts. So
so tell us a bit about your art. What's your art about?
I guess my art's about nature, human nature, a combination of a lot of colour. I also do installations that are more, I guess, more simple. Yeah, I do painting, which is a lot of colour and a lot of flowers involved, as well as more surreal stuff. So things like I've done a picture which is just an empty chair, basically, with a butterfly and a door, an open door, so it's more of a sort of surreal look at things. So
I suppose there's two ways, there's always two ways of everything, but there's two ways. One is looking at the world, and then the other one is looking within. Are you more of a looking at the world kind of person? How does that work for you? Because each artist is different, aren't they? They see things in a different way.
Yeah, I guess a combination. I do sketches that are more looking outwards, so there are people in the studio or places I visit. But then I do a lot of looking inward and sort of human experience as I see it. So I do a lot of that as well. Bit of both. But I didn't really paint until I came here, other than school, obviously. So it's been really nice to explore painting and in different ways. But mostly when I exhibit here, I do views of the local area or, that kind of thing.
Do you find having a space that you can come and work with other artists, does that help?
Oh, yes, tremendously, yeah. When I came here, I really lacked confidence. I had never exhibited before, I don't think, other than at the Sock Gallery once. So it was really nice to have a group of people who don't, you know, who just accept you for who you are when you come here, and you make art and you chat and encourage one another. That's really good. And I think that starting here, I think I hadn't done any of my study. Maybe I'd done a bit of study, but through doing this, I went to university afterwards. So through building a portfolio, getting involved and getting to know people, yeah.
And the exhibition that's on at the moment, the retrospective, when it was put together and you saw it all come all together, what was your feelings about it?
I think that it's really unique. I love the fact that it's a very intuitive artworks, very, very different styles, I would say. I really love some of the pictures done with crayons, because I find them really, I can't think of the word, but unique, I guess, yeah. And it was lovely to see Paul's work and how it's developed and changed over time. I think we're really honoured to have been able to do it, because it was a big responsibility to make the people happy who were exhibited, some who were alive and some not alive, just to be able to honour them and say, this is our story, really, and this is how we came about, yeah, the roots. So, yeah, it's been a lovely thing, a lovely exhibition to be involved in putting together. I wasn't exhibiting, but...
And yeah. Is there anything that you're looking forward to that you think, you know, the spring and the summer, whether it's through your own work or is it, yeah, that you might have something lined up, coming up?
I guess in this exhibition, or in this gallery, sorry, I'm looking forward to Stephen's exhibition. And we're doing Floral Fiesta, which is going to be a sort of party of floral extravaganza. We have some work that's going to be in the garden, a kind of garland, as well as maybe some 3D work, and it's going to be a celebration of spring, really. So I'm looking forward to that. For my own work, I might have an exhibition, but it depends. Whether I have enough time to make work or whether I make enough work in time. But I'm hoping to have an exhibition of my work, as well as maybe enter the SOC again and see if I get through. I'm doing a lot of reading around art at the moment, so I'm doing more reading than I am making. So I've done a lot of that. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to having this space and thinking about it and thinking what I could put in this space, in terms of maybe 3D work or video and installation, that kind of thing. So
not just static work, if you like, but also interactive work?
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. I would like to make sort of work that's an experience as well as being a art exhibit, but it's something to experience, yeah.
So if you were saying to somebody who was thinking about getting involved and volunteering and taking this up as a passion project or an interest, what would your advice be?
Definitely do it. It's transformative and it's about empowerment. It's about working together as a collective. You get so much out of it. It's really changed my life for the better.
Well, we're inside Studio 17 in the studios himself. We've got a range of stations here for people. We cater for 8 or 9 people. And there's a lot of equipment here as well. We've got 2 old presses for printmaking, of course. The building's quite unique. It's about 25 feet high at its highest point, and there's skylights all along one side, and it's constructed of wooden beams, very dark wooden beams. Well, I don't know if it's mahogany or what, but the guy who built it, who commissioned to have it built, probably based it around a church. It does look churchy, and some people have thought that it was a church hall. It's actually not been a church hall. And there's very ornate carving, clover leaf, into the beams that hold up the ceiling. I've recently been classed as a luminal artist, and I've looked into that. And I find, and it's quite true, that I sit between 2 camps, that of graffiti and street art type images and more traditional takes on art. I've brought out a selected works book last year which showcases my different styles. Regards fine art, I cover 3 or 4 different genres, from landscape to urban landscape, abstract and still life, all of which I enjoy in different ways at different times. use a lot of colour in my work. Strange, because when I was doing graffiti, I was known as King of the Chromes, because most of the things I produced were using a chrome filling, not a colours filling, and I am a colours person, so... But yeah, just get through things, thrash things out, get ideas, get your commission, and yeah, try and be original every day, every day.
Now I'm going to ask Stephen to describe your workstation. What do you call it?
My corner. It's a chaotic workstation, really, because I've got lots of different watercolour pictures posted to the wall with different themes and different images all together, and it's sort of all over the past few years, really, and I've got images that inspire me pictured to the wall, like my sunflower and image of a sunset from my mum and dad's house from about 15 years ago with a garden and everything. That's good. Then I've got a Van Gogh's picture I'm looking at, and then I've got an inspired Van Gogh water. It's a pumping station at Leicester, a Starry Starry Night inspired one. I like that one, that's really nice.
Yeah, I'd just like to take this opportunity to say thank you, big thank you to Gene and all the other founding members from the time 30 years ago, 1996-97, who brought this group and founded it for us, and hopefully other people in the future to come and join. Anybody's interested, we'd be more than happy to see you at the building. It's Studio at 17 on Facebook, and the _ tangent _ gallery on Instagram. And it'd be great if some people could come over from Leicester and pay us a visit. There's lots to do in Loughborough, so please come along. Thank you.